The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's up, Meshbooka? Welcome back to another episode of Married to Reality. It's the Jewish matchmaking edition. I'm your co-host, John, here with my wife, co-host and resident Gentile that would not let her be a part of a minion, even if she tried. It's the one only Teresa right there.
Hello, everyone. How is everyone doing?
Get this Gentile out of here.
I mean, okay, this is going to sound dumb probably, but I'm here to ask all kinds of questions. But yeah. If I told someone I'm Jewish, how would they know that I'm not?
Well, you just can't be a part of a minion because you're not a man, Teresa.
Oh, I see. I see. But I can walk around and tell people I'm Jewish if I wanted to, and there is no proof to it. Is there?
No.
You see?
It's fine. I mean, sure, there are official things you have to do to convert, but I always just say Judaism is a state of mind. It's a belief. So
yeah, that's why.
You could follow the tenets of Judaism. Yeah. And in my mind, you'd be as good as converted.
Okay. Thank you.
But you're not.
I'm not, but I am by association. But
something like that.
What's what we say? Come on.
I say you are by insertion.
I don't know what that is. I say association.
You have a little Jew in you.
Oh, Jesus.
More than a little.
Ew,
Jesus was a Jew. Jesus was a Jew himself. Yes, Teresa.
Yeah, that's confusing to me.
That Jesus was a Jew?
Yeah.
We're not going to turn this into a history
podcast.
No,
why would you be one thing and then you're like, you know what? Fuck that. I'm gonna start my own thing. Right?
We don't have enough time in this podcast.
No,
and also, I don't know.
I don't know either, but that's why it's confusing to me. Guys.
Yeah. No, don't. No, don't encourage it. Don't encourage it.
If you know.
Send a link.
Send a link or keep it to one paragraph.
Send a link. All right. Here we are for Jewish Matchmaking Episode 7. But before we get into it, a little bit of the business right here. Follow us on Instagram at Married to Reality Pod. Join the Patreon, patreon.com/MarriedToReality. Got a lot of good content over there. We are currently covering Love in Paradise.
Yay.
But there's also bonus episodes. We have Seeking Brother, Husband, Seeking Sister, Wife. There's so much goodness over there.
Yes.
Patreon.com/MarriedToReality. Also, just make sure you're following the podcast right here. We're pumping out content over here. You don't want to miss it, so follow the pod. So easy to do. Look down, smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's hot. It's... Help me out, John.
Roller skating dates.
Yes.
I'm going to start doing this. I'm going to take this chore from you because it's clearly too much work for you to come up with a smash it like it's hot.
No, it's not.
You
took it from me last time, so I'm giving you an opportunity to do it.
All right. Well, I think
I was going to say as hot as the barbecue talk because it was making me hungry.
The barbecue talk.
Yeah. And Akisha talked about Kansas barbecue with Ryan. Gee, did you even watch?
Yeah, I did. Yes, you're right. So you should have said it then. You should have said it.
I was giving you an opportunity to say something.
All right. Especially because as hot as a roller skating date or Kansas City barbecue.
Is that a thing?
Which?
Kansas City barbecue.
Of course.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I always thought that barbecue was like Tennessee.
Tennessee, Texas, Kansas City.
Texas, yes.
I think one is a dry rub and then one is like a sauce.
Yeah, we go to, I don't want to name it, but we go to a barbecue place and I guess that's what I always like, oh, it's probably like Tennessee or Texas. I never thought of Kansas barbecue.
We go to a barbecue place?
Well, we went like once or twice. Huh. We went to one in Tennessee.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Yeah. Yeah, Kansas City barbecue, I'm pretty sure, is like dry rub.
What does it mean?
Dry rub.
Well, yeah, what does it mean?
Instead of a sauce, it's like a seasoning.
Oh.
Right?
I'll eat any barbecue. I'll tell you that.
All right. So smash like it's as hot as any barbecue. And last but not least, if you haven't left a review, please do. We love the love.
We love the love.
If you leave a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on the Monday podcast, the 90 Day Fiancé podcast.
Yes. Ready?
Oh, born ready, Teresa.
Since I already started it, let's start with Nakisha and her David Ryan when they do discuss Kansas City barbecue.
And they are at a roller skating rink.
Yes, so
don't eat barbecue at a roller skating rink. I'll just say that, or a bowling alley.
Don't eat anything at the roller skating rink.
You can do some nachos, and I can picture exactly what those.
I guess I would do a hot dog.
No, absolutely not. I would do a cheeseburger, or a slice of pizza. That's
you would not
safe.
Do a hot dog.
No,
you know they have those like hot dogs like in 7-Eleven on those little rollers.
That's my concern. No. Why do they always look like they've been there for 2.5 weeks? Like, they've never looked fresh. They're always shriveled up.
I'll tell you this. I've never had one, but I feel like it's a thing.
I would do a slice of pizza on that spinning tray and then that cheese one right there. Please. No, the one behind. Yes, perfect. That's
no.
Really?
No.
All right. You go to the hot dog. I'll go with the pizza and we'll see who spends more time in the bathroom.
Yeah, I'm going to shit out of pants.
All right. Here we go. Nakisha at the roller rink with Ryan. Nakisha's parents met roller skating. So I think this is like a near and dear dating scenario for her.
And then she shares that her dad passed away when she was 12, which is sad.
Yeah. She got a tattoo to commemorate her dad recently. And it looked like she like found an old letter or like a diary entry of his and had the tattoo artist copy it because the name was like his signature, but it was like sincerely John D. Mays. Like the tattoo itself just looked like a perfect signature. Warmest wishes, John D. Mays.
Yeah, I mean, not everyone has great tattoos. Let's just put it in. I'll just put it out there. I'm one of the people. One of my tattoos sucks.
Yeah.
Sucks. It's the one on my back. Bunch of stars with this weird shadow.
One of my warmest wishes is that she would get that thing removed.
Yeah, I want to pay for it.
No, it's fine. So, all right. We learn Ryan himself is super close with his family.
Yes, and he says the reason why he got into special ed teaching is because his brother has learning disabilities and still lives with his dad. And for him, doing this type of job helped him understand his brother, which is super sweet.
Yeah, he says it ignited his passion for his special education.
And then we have this little interview with Nakisha. She's like, oh my gosh, like I really like him. And his bald head doesn't even bother me.
That's why you got to be open-minded.
Exactly.
You got to be. Yeah. She got her laces tied by Ryan too, which was, she was like, oh, he's such a mensch.
Yeah. And she likes Ryan and she would like to see him again if he wants the same thing.
Uh-oh.
Which we're going to find out that wasn't what Ryan felt like because Nakisha is in Miami and she's meeting with Aliza. And apparently Ryan didn't feel the romantic spark. He felt more like they're friends.
Yeah, but that's okay because Aliza has a new man for Nakisha.
With hair,
Evan, who is culturally Jewish. He likes his Judaism, he says, and has hair.
He has hair.
But he has a questionable hat on that hair.
Well, he's 5'6", which Aliza thinks it might be an issue because Nakisha likes heels, but Nakisha said it's fine. 5'6", I'm 5'6", so he's my height. And then we find out that Evan is a wedding DJ.
I know a thing or two about that.
Grocery store manager.
Don't know about that.
37. And Aliza thinks he's a perfect match for Nakisha because he has a fun personality.
Wedding DJs sure do, especially Jewish wedding DJs or bar mitzvah DJs. Quite the personality. I made those rounds when I was a young boy. I told you those stories, right?
Was it the Jutan clan?
No,
No,
Jutan clan. That was an independent operation. I was DJing with my cousin. He brought me along. It was such a cool job. Now that I think about it.
How old were you?
I was in high school. I was probably 15.
Okay.
Maybe 16.
You were DJing Jewish weddings?
All sorts of weddings.
Okay.
Didn't have to be Jewish. He was Jewish, obviously. But
who's the cousin?
Josh. I don't know if you ever met him.
I don't think I've met Josh. Why haven't I met Josh? Are you hiding me from Josh?
I love Josh. Josh is a great guy.
Where is he?
He's in Connecticut.
Why didn't we invite him to a wedding? I don't think you'll like him that much.
Because he'd probably be like, why didn't you have me DJ this shindig?
Because we didn't have a DJ.
Because we went live band. Yeah, but it was great. He's like such the personality. Great. He used to be a radio DJ, then started.
Let me dig deeper here.
Sure.
Whose family is he from? Like your mom's or your dad's?
My mom's.
So why haven't I met him?
We're just
Gosh. It's not the guy who was challenging me on the Jurassic Park knowledge at one of the sad events in your family, right?
No. I don't know.
I hated that guy. Hated him.
No, Josh has probably got to be close to 50 now.
Okay.
So, yeah, no, great guy. And he used to MC the weddings and bar mitzvahs, and I would just be in charge of the music. And this was back in the day when you had to like put CDs in and load up the songs.
Okay.
And it was quite the undertaking, but so much fun. And yes, those guys, those DJs have quite the personality. And so I think that's what we'll see with Evan.
All right.
All right. Shall we move on to a new single? Looking for Love.
Looking for Love in
Chicago.
This guy intrigues me.
Okay.
Stuart.
51, Chi-Town.
And he's like, I'm very handsome. I'm very intelligent. But my greatest quality is my humility.
He thinks he's funny.
I know, but humility?
Uh-huh.
What does it mean? That he likes humans or that he's like being humiliated?
You don't get the joke.
I don't.
So give me the first part, but stop before you say humility.
He said, I'm very handsome, very intelligent, but my greatest quality is
how humble I am.
Okay.
He's not humble because those first things he was saying was how amazing he is.
Okay.
Get it now? It's a joke.
I do. I knew he was joking. I just didn't fully get it.
It's a joke. He's not humble at all. He's got, I don't know if you saw, he has a poster of himself on his wall.
Oh, I think he loves himself.
Stuart Chaseman. Live in concert in my mom's living room.
And I would have a hard time with him because we see it later on one of his dates. He loves talking about himself. Loves talking about himself.
Ready? You're not going to be surprised, but you might be.
Okay.
He's already on Cameo.
Ooh.
$40, you can get a Stuart Chaseman Cameo.
Gee, that's a lot.
That's a lot. Yeah. So he's into himself.
Oh, yeah. So, yes, the opening scene is him trying to perfect a song he plays on his guitar.
Uh-huh.
And then he's also owns an advertising business.
Yeah. I don't know exactly what, because he went on a date and he was talking about like scholastic school.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what, if he like advertises to schools or something.
I don't know. But it pays his bills so he can focus on his music.
Yeah, because I don't think the Cameo is paying his bills.
Yeah.
Not yet.
So we have Elisa visiting, right? And
he sounds, I don't know if you ever watched this. He sounds like Robert Durst from The Jinx. I killed them
we
all.
We watched it together.
I killed them all, of course.
Yeah, a little bit. He reminds me of someone else. Oh my gosh, I can think of the name of the movie or the show. But
right. Well, you get back to me when you can think of it.
Yes.
All right. So he tells Elisa about his dating past, serial monogamous. He'll stay with a girl even if he knows she isn't right. Like he's been with a woman 2 years. After he knew after a few months that...
No, and he goes like, on the second date, I knew this is not it, but it took me 2.5 years to tell her.
Yeah, so he wants to be married with kids. He wants to meet a Jewish girl who's not very religious. He says, I'm culturally Jewish, but not very religious. And he doesn't want to have to explain why Curb Your Enthusiasm is funny.
I love Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah. Yeah, if you don't think Curb is funny, well then.
We should, that is a new season we haven't watched yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
good job.
We love, I have multiple t-shirts with LD's head on them, so that's how much I love Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, so no more than 4 kids.
And no more than 2 cats.
And I loved Lisa's response. She's like, that's very open-minded.
And he meant by no more than 4 kids, not for himself. He's open to date a woman with kids, but no more than 4.
And here's what he's not open-minded about. I'm not open-minded politically. They have to be totally pro-gay marriage, no racial stuff, totally accepting of other lifestyles. And then you guys know they like just list things off on like the notepad on screen. And so after he says all that stuff, it just writes Democrat.
I would write liberal.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree. Stuart also wants someone passionate about something because he's passionate about his music.
Yes. And but he's also open to Aliza speak. So he's open for Aliza to just pick a woman for him. Just he's just going to try anything at this point.
Yeah. So Aliza is a matchmaker, but let's not forget she's also a dating coach. And I think part of that coaching is wardrobe.
Yes. And let me put it this way. He's 51. He has a vibe.
Okay. Is it a good vibe?
I don't hate his clothes. It's a little out there with his leather pants and his snake pants, but it's a vibe. And I feel like he just needs to meet someone who's going to be okay with him wearing whatever he wants.
And that's exactly what I think. Because Aliza goes through the closet and is like, what is this? And it was like these leather pants with spikes, right?
I love that. Give me.
Yeah, he's like, oh, this should be in every closet. This is a staple.
Absolutely.
But Aliza goes, all right, we have some work to do. I don't agree.
No.
Don't change a person. Find someone who accepts and loves the person for the way they are.
Yeah. I agree with what she said. She said he's been doing this for years and successfully, and he needs like a clean, fresh start. And that's why she sends him to go shopping with a stylist.
Yeah.
But keep your style. Like, don't let someone to just put you into something you don't feel comfortable in.
Sure.
Maybe, like, refresh it. Get something new.
Or refine it. But don't totally change it.
Yeah, like, keep... Like, you want to wear your leather pants? Wear your leather pants.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. He gets put in, like, a black blazer with a t-shirt and jeans. Like, it looks good.
Yeah. No, it looks good. And I feel like it's still him.
Yeah.
It's not like they put him in a suit and tie.
Exactly.
Yeah, but.
Yeah. So cut to Stuart in his new drip. He's ready for his date with Hope.
Yes.
Meeting at a bar. Hope works in nonprofits, runs an after-school program at a Jewish school, and says, I'm culturally and spiritually Jewish.
Yes. I could tell that they were not vibing. There was not a, there was not a spark.
Not a ton of chemistry.
Yeah, I just, you skipped over this, but the stylist told Stuart that he's size large, not extra large. Uh-huh. And she was like, if you were wearing size large, you would have been married with kids by now.
Oh, see, yeah, I totally missed that because what I picked up on was her saying, your clothes don't fit because I can see that you have hips or something. Like, I thought she was saying the clothing was too small.
No, too big. Like, he was apparently, his clothes, and it's like, I get it. There are a lot of people who don't wear clothes that fit them well. And a lot of guys are guilty of this. They wear bigger clothes.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't fit well.
Okay.
And I love that the stylist was like, no, like it's too big for you, Stuart. Like large fits you well. Look at you, like snatched. All right. Back to Hope.
Back to the date. So Stuart was being a little awkward, I thought, but likable.
Yeah. But that's his personality. Like, he needs someone who would be able to deal with that. Deal with that type of humor. Deal with that the way he is. Because, again, you should not change. Because eventually it's going to come out. And if you change for someone on the first couple of days, and then this is going to come out, you're going to keep running. You just need to be yourself.
Be yourself. Talk about how you're working on your second album. Hope's like, oh, I play a little guitar myself. So there was some commonality. There was a little bit of bonding.
Yeah, but for Stuart, he says, well, she's a little more serious about Judaism than me, and I don't fully see the vibe. But he whips out a CD asks her if he should sign it.
Oh, boy.
Joking, but signing.
This is Jewish Big Ed. Like, he's...
Oh, my gosh.
He's full of himself.
Yeah.
He carries around memorabilia to give people... He's way better than Big Ed.
Yeah. Also, we only saw him on one episode episodes. So.
But he's very full of himself. And that's what I would say work on if I was Aliza. I wouldn't be like, change your wardrobe. Stop talking about your music, right? Like, that's who you are. That's what you're at. But I would be like, maybe don't give the CD. Maybe don't sign and give it. Like, maybe be a little humble, right? Have some humility. I know you joke about it. That's the stuff I would work on.
Yeah.
I wouldn't work on that outward stuff necessarily.
Yeah, it's
more
like giving your business cards to a date thinking, it's not going to work out, but maybe like, give me a follow on Instagram.
Well, he also dropped the name of his business. He was like, oh yeah, Scholastic School Supplies. That's what. So like, I'm like, are you just on this to get Cameo followers and to make money?
Who knows? Yeah, this was not a love connection.
No.
And now we're going to go back to Israel, but we're going to meet the new Noah. And
new
I
call
him new Noah because we already had a Noah.
We had Noah in Jackson Hole. This is new Noah in Israel.
Yes. And so we first see him talking with his friends. And so Noah is Italian and his mom was a diplomat. So he was moving around as a kid.
Yeah.
And he always loved Israel and felt connected. So he finally finished his bachelor's in Italy and he moved to Israel 6 months ago for his job.
Yeah, he was in the Israeli army.
He was in the army, yes.
Then went to school, but is now back in Israel.
And what he's looking for is like he wants someone who's going to be his friend. Like he wants his spouse or partner to be his bestie, which I totally agree with. It's the best thing ever. You don't need friends. You just need your partner.
Fair.
Right?
Fair.
I wish my bachelorette party was just me and John.
Couldn't agree more. I wouldn't have peed on you, though, unless you wanted me to.
Let's all get that to that. Okay.
Cut to Aliza, who is meeting Noah at his place. And this was great. So Aliza's like, what do you know about matchmakers and matchmaking? And Noah's like, well, I've seen Fiddler on the Roof.
And Aliza started laughing.
But
in a cute way. She was like,
matchmaker, make me a match.
I've seen the play.
Me too.
In
Czech. I've seen it on Broadway.
I've seen it in Czech.
She was like, okay, I thought you were going to say millionaire matchmaker or something. I thought that's how you were going to say you were familiar with matchmaking. But yeah, that was funny. And I don't know. I couldn't tell if Aliza believed that Noah wanted to truly get married or if he's just a Tel Avivian fuckboy.
So I think that's true. So I'm sure she helped the younger Jews to find their match, but I think more religious, like Orthodox, those who had it expected that by a certain age you should be matched, right?
Yeah.
Someone like him who says, I'm religious, I believe in God, but I'm not Orthodox or practicing, right? And yes, it's Tel Aviv. He just moved here. He has a cool job probably, and he has all these friends. So I picked up on it that she's not sure if he wants to take this seriously.
Yeah, but they go into it. Aliza wants to learn more about Noah, and so he says, well, I'm adventurous, I'm spontaneous, I want someone who's that way too. He goes back, he runs it back with the whole, I want my partner to be my best friend, which, I don't know, when you repeat it, it starts to sound less genuine when he just keeps saying, well, I think I should have my wife and my best friend. It's like, all right.
It's true.
Oh, I believe it. But when you keep having these canned answers, I believe you believe it less. But he says it again to Aliza. And then he says, I would like an animal lover. And Aliza's like, what's your favorite animal? Tiger?
Yeah, that sucks. What's your favorite animal, John?
Seal.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course. I've been conditioned to answer seal. He also wants someone who is adventurous and tries new foods. He loves Italian food, being an Italian man himself. He was born in Italy, spent some time there, obviously. But not eggplant parm.
You love eggplant parm.
I'll take an eggplant parm any day of the week. Chicken parm, eggplant parm.
It's fine. My favorite Italian food is, help me. I just had it last week.
What did you? Oh, it's like the chicken marsala.
Chicken marsala with angel hair spaghetti or angel hair pasta and a lot of mushrooms.
Okay. So Noah used to only date blonde girls, but he's changing his ways, but definitely wants European looking.
Yeah, European looking, but he's open to meet anybody. And he's never been on a blind date, but he's super excited to do it.
I'm keeping you away from Noah. We're blonde and European over here.
Jesus. And I almost feel like sometimes, Aliza, when people say they're open to whatever, she matches them with someone she knows they're not gonna make it, but just to kind of like dip their toes in the water. Because she matched him
like
with Aliza. Yeah. Almost like not a test, but like, let's put you in this uncomfortable situation with someone that you're probably not gonna fully hit it off, but you get it out there. Like, you go on the blind date and you do this. And so next time you go on a date with someone, you're like, whoa, this might be it. You feel a little more comfortable.
All right.
She did it to almost all of them.
Okay. So yeah, Alyssa is Noah's first date.
Yeah. And it's like, she has dark curly hair, so different. She doesn't look European at all. She is a vegan, but she doesn't really go with Italian.
Well, it also is very limiting. It's very limiting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And loves cats. But their date was killer. They went off-roading.
Yeah.
Which we did in Sedona. Highly recommend.
I'm just going to say this. It's not a good first date because you can't talk. You cannot hear yourself.
So I thought that too. The minute I saw them going off-roading, I'm like, you're not going to be able to communicate. But I think they were going pretty slow, so yeah, it wasn't that loud, so they could.
Maybe.
But I had the same first reaction. But they seemed to communicate enough to, yeah, find out that Alyssa's vegan. Her favorite food's curry with tofu, and that she has two cats, which, not music to Noah's ears.
Yeah, two red flags, the cats and the veganism. So Noah prepared a picnic with some red wine, cheese, and olives. Alyssa only drinks white wine, no cheese, obviously.
That's her biggest offense right there.
Being
totally
vegan?
Totally support you if you're vegan. You do you. Totally support if you have two cats. If you have three, we'll talk. But if you turn your nose up, if you don't drink, fine. Completely understand. But if you're like, I only drink white, and you're on a date, your first date, and you're trying to at least take a glass and sip it. Let it hit your lips, right? Manischewitz. When it hits your lips, it tastes so good. But that's where you lost me.
Yeah.
You can't just play along. You can't. Oh, it's the thought that counts. Sure, hit me with a glass of red. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. No love connection there. No love connection.
I'm not gonna say it.
All right. You keep it to yourself.
Yes.
That's the end of this episode.
It is.
Where did the time go? This thing flew by.
Yeah.
What an episode.
Two cats. Okay.
What do you mean? Two cats?
I would always do a test with a cat. You open the door and see who wants to stay.
Then I'm going to do that test with Hank. Shout out to Mavs.
Hey.
Let's see if Hank wants to go with Clint or with Gina.
Dogs are not just going to run out on you.
No, but they'll choose.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
If you're going to do the open door test.
To see if cats love you.
Yeah, I'm going to do the open arm test, and I'm going to have Clint with open arms. And
I would do that, yeah.
And see where that
but
dog wants to
But I would still, like, I still feel like Gina should keep Hank, no matter how much Hank loves Clint.
Okay.
But it's a different podcast.
That's a different. Our friends are our friends, and I like to think that they listen to most of these.
That's very true.
Episodes. So,
All right,
that's this episode. Next episode is the finale.
Oh my gosh.
Of Jewish matchmaking.
Oh my gosh. I hope there's going to be another season.
Yeah. Give us another season of Jewish matchmaking.
Yeah.
We'll have to wait and see. But in the meantime, make sure you're following us on Instagram at Married to Reality Pod. Call in over there, message us, chat with us, tell us what you think of the season. Do you want a second season?
I do.
Let's make it happen. Join us on Patreon, patreon.com/MarriedToReality. We're doing Love in Paradise over there, but we got a whole bunch of content. You can go back and listen. You could probably listen to an episode a day for a year.
Yes.
So patreon.com/MarriedToReality. Also, make sure you're following the podcast wherever you listen. Doesn't matter. What matters is you follow along. So no matter what we drop, when we drop it, you get it right to your device. You won't be late. You'll hear our thoughts immediately. So easy to follow. You look down, you smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot as Noah's swell dog, Mila.
All right.
Mila? Did I think it was Mila.
Did we see the dog?
Yeah, it was an opening scene, and you were like, swell dog.
Oh, yeah, I saw that dog. I saw that dog. It was a swell dog. And if you haven't left a review, please do. We love the love, and we love when you guys leave reviews. And if you write something nice and it's a 5-star review, we'll read it on the Monday Night Podcast, the 90 Day Fiancé Podcast.
Yes.
All right. I've said it all. Have you said it all?
I've said it all.
All right. That means we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.